Okay, Leo. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what do you think are the most important things to consider when you're buying windows for a post-frame building?
Well, I guess I would consider the use of the windows in the building. The use of the building typically is going to dictate what your main considerations are with regards to how you're going to select the windows, whether or not, in fact, it's going to be a climately controlled building in which you're going to be concerned about energy efficiency. Are you concerned about, let's say, the exterior aesthetics and or even the interior aesthetics of the window? That becomes probably important. Are you going to use the windows for ventilation purposes, and that probably can fall under energy also? Are you going to use the windows actually for solar? That could be a consideration. Those are some of the things that come to mind.
And what do you think are some of the let's see, what are some of like the most popular windows right now and most, let's see, I guess what type of windows are you using the most right now?
Well, we actually handle three types of windows, and there are probably others, but we handle a window which basically is an aluminum frame window. It has exterior aluminum plus the sashes are aluminum, and then of course it's an insulated glass window, and it meets the requirements of probably light energy efficiency due to the fact that it is a metallic base. Typically, metallic bases, in terms of the frame, have a tendency to conduct heat and or cold. So if, in fact, you wanted to step up into a higher thermal efficiency window, you'd probably want to consider maybe a vinyl, or there are some composite-type windows. Wood frame windows are generally not really used much anymore because they're a high maintenance window. They had fairly good thermal performance, but again, the maintenance typically is what kind of did them in, and that again is a important factor in terms of window selection. So again, back to the types of windows, an aluminum frame that basically is a painted frame. You can get that in different colors. It will hold up from a durability standpoint and for aesthetics for many, many years. And so if, in fact, on a lightly insulated building, let's say like an agricultural shop or something of that nature, it serves its purpose very well. And it's a long, it'll basically perform for a great length of time. Now, if in fact you were into a residential facility or maybe a commercial office of that nature, you might want to consider something that might be a little higher energy efficient in terms of something that doesn't conduct heat and cold, such as metal does. Vinyl is a good insulator. And so to that respect, your surround or your frame, as well as your sash area, would probably perform in terms of energy savings a lot better, or much better than what the metal type window would. And then there's another step up from there, and those are composite windows, composite frames. And those have the advantage of also being very energy efficient, but they actually have an advantage over a vinyl window. A vinyl does have a tendency to potentially expand and contract a little bit more than what a composite does. So a composite actually has long longevity, it has energy efficiency, and it has basically durability. Now, each of those come with differences in prices. The metal, the aluminum frame, and the vinyl are probably medium range price, and the composite window is a step up from that. But if in fact you're looking for maintaining energy savings around air infiltration around the perimeter of the window unit, essentially the two ladder windows, the vinyl and the composite, probably require more attention to framing detail than maybe the aluminum frame does. Aluminum frame, as I indicated earlier, is a probably for the lighter energy use buildings because it can be installed quickly and easily. But it requires, it may have more potential for a little bit of air leakage around the perimeter. And although, if in fact you spend some time at using different types of flashing material and so forth, go one step farther, you can probably improve on that also. So that kind of gives you a little bit of the differences between the three types of window units.
Okay. So, okay, I'm just going to say something here that is probably a better lead-in for what you just said, so I can splice it in there. Describe the three types of windows for us, Leo. And then one more question, Leo. Do you, and I don't know if this is something you want to chat about, but what do you see are some of the big mistakes people make when picking out windows for the post-frame building?
Well, one of the common things is they may think of going to the lumber yards that might advertise a low-cost window without a lot of consideration having to do with air infiltration that window might have or allow. And so that would be one of the issues that might be they might go wrong on. Another issue might be, again, if in fact they're looking at cost, they might select a wood window or another type of window that may have, maintenance costs down the road that they're paying low cost initially, but they're spending a lot of money at a later date with maintenance cost and replacement cost. So that again is a consideration. I think those are probably two of the main things. Another thing that one would want to look into is the type of how a window operates, or how it is. Even a good quality window, typically like a single hung or a double hung window, just by its nature, has more surface or lineal footage of perimeter area that allows for maybe air leakage, okay, as opposed to like a casement or ultimately like a fixed window. A fixed window typically shouldn't have much energy or air leakage at all, as opposed to a slider, let's say a slider window or a single or double hung type of window unit. So those would have a bearing on your energy efficiency. Now, obviously, if in fact you're going to use the window for ventilation purposes within your building, and this is commonly done maybe on a like on a horse facility or let's say a confinement type facility in which you're using the windows, you're opening them up for circulation of air, then of course you're going to be going with some type of a unit that you can operate. So those are some considerations that you might look into. I'm not sure whether or not, in fact, I deviated from your question there or not, but
No, I think that was great. Yeah, I appreciate it. Great. Well, thanks a lot, Leo. That was great detail, and I appreciate you. I know you guys are real busy right now with this conference coming up, but I appreciate you taking time to chat with me.
Super. And Greg, what was your last name?
Miscio, M-I-S-C-H-I-O. And I'm just going to send you my email address. Is it leo.shirek@withbuildings.com?
.com. Yep, that's it.
Okay, I'll just send you my email address.
And I don't know as if I talked with you before or I talked to another fellow that...
I think you talked to some of our other writers in the past. So.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, whatever you put together in terms of audio, whatever we've talked about, I'm sure you'll have to do some cutting and pasting or whatever, picking out whatever you want. Maybe run by just in case it might have been taken out of context or something like that.
So you want to hear it before it goes live?
It would be nice.
Sure, I can do that. And then, let's see. I think what else? Okay. And do you by chance have a headshot or a profile picture?
I can send you one.
That would be great. All right, I will send you through the email, and then when I get the audio file loaded up, I'll send it your way as well.
Sounds good.